Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be the Last, is a political commentary and polemical nonfiction work by David Horowitz, written in the style of an urgent warning about the state of American democracy. The book argues that the United States faces a serious institutional and cultural crisis driven by the expansion of socialism, critical race theory, and what Horowitz sees as attacks on constitutional checks and balances. It focuses on the Electoral College, the Senate, an independent judiciary, election integrity, and the erosion of civic compromise as central fault lines in modern American politics. Rather than offering a neutral survey, the book advances a strongly conservative interpretation of current political conflict and frames the next presidential election as potentially decisive for the future of the republic. Its purpose is both diagnostic and admonitory, to identify what Horowitz presents as threats to freedom and to rally readers who want to defend traditional American political structures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a warning that political polarization has become an existential constitutional crisis. One of the book's central claims is that modern polarization is no longer just a matter of partisan disagreement, but a threat to the basic functioning of the American system. Horowitz presents the Democratic Party as moving away from the spirit of compromise that has historically made governance possible, and he argues that this shift pushes the nation toward a one-party style of politics. In this framework, disagreement over policy is not the main issue. The deeper problem is that the shared civic language needed for constitutional democracy is breaking down. The book uses this diagnosis to explain why institutions that once helped balance conflict now appear increasingly fragile. The Electoral College, the Senate, and the judiciary are treated not as technical details, but as structural safeguards against majoritarian overreach. By centering polarization as an institutional danger, the book turns political friction into a warning about whether democratic competition can still preserve a common national framework. Secondly, defending the Electoral College, Senate, and judiciary as barriers against concentrated power, the book gives special importance to the American constitutional architecture, especially the Electoral College, the Senate, and an independent judiciary. Horowitz treats these institutions as essential checks that prevent temporary majorities from dominating the political system. In his view, criticism of them is not merely reform-minded, but part of a broader effort to weaken the balance of power created by the founders. This is a key analytical move in the book, because it reframes institutional debate as a struggle over whether the republic will remain dispersed and accountable or become centralized and partisan. The argument also implies that institutional design matters as much as policy outcomes, since the destruction of these barriers would make future disputes harder to resolve peacefully. Readers are pushed to see constitutional safeguards not as outdated relics but as practical defenses against political consolidation. The book's emphasis on these structures places it firmly in the tradition of conservative institutional critique, where protecting form is inseparable from protecting freedom. Thirdly, socialism and critical race theory as signs of ideological capture. Horowitz presents socialism and critical race theory as major indicators of a deeper ideological transformation within American public life. The book does not treat them simply as policy preferences or academic theories. Instead, it portrays them as organizing ideas that reshape education, public debate, and political legitimacy. In this telling, socialism signals a move toward redistribution and state control that threatens individual liberty, while critical race theory is framed as a doctrine that fractures civic unity by redefining the country primarily through group grievance and racial conflict. The book's concern is less about isolated concepts than about the way they may influence institutions, especially schools and public agencies, and thereby normalize a new moral and political order. This makes the discussion consequential because it links theory to governance and culture. The book argues that ideas matter when they become institutionalized, and that once they are embedded in schools, media, and politics, they can reshape what citizens regard as normal, permissible, and patriotic. Fourthly, double standards, street politics, and the contest over legitimacy. A recurring theme is the claim that American justice and public morality are being applied unevenly, especially in comparisons between Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the events of January 6. Horowitz uses this contrast to argue that the political system is no longer enforcing standards consistently, and that selective outrage has become part of partisan struggle. This section of the book is important because it turns a debate about law enforcement into a broader argument about legitimacy. If one side believes its allies are excused while opponents are punished harshly, then trust in institutions collapses and political conflict becomes more volatile. The book treats this as more than hypocrisy. It is presented as a mechanism that deepens division and undermines civic trust. The issue is not only who is right in any specific case, but whether institutions can still claim neutrality. By focusing on double standards, the book suggests that once justice appears partisan, every public controversy becomes evidence of system-wide decay. Lastly, citizenship, cancel culture, and the erosion of shared national identity. The book also concentrates on cultural and civic issues, especially the meaning of citizenship and the pressure placed on conservative voices through cancel culture. Horowitz argues that extending privileges such as voting, welfare, and healthcare to non-citizens weakens the value of citizenship itself because it blurs the line between membership and non-membership in the political community. This concern is tied to his larger argument that a nation cannot remain coherent if it stops protecting the obligations and distinctions that define belonging. At the same time, the book presents cancel culture as a modern tool for silencing dissent, particularly conservative dissent, by stigmatizing rather than debating it. These two themes work together. One concerns who counts as part of the polity, and the other concerns whether those inside the polity can speak freely. The result is a picture of civic erosion in which identity, voice, and membership are all under pressure. The book argues that when these elements weaken, democracy becomes less a shared project and more a battlefield of competing loyalties. In conclusion, Final Battle will be most useful for readers who want to understand how contemporary conservative commentators interpret the current American political climate, especially those interested in constitutional conflict, ideological polarization, and the cultural politics surrounding race, citizenship, and free expression. It is not written as a detached academic study, and that is part of what distinguishes it from many other books in the political commentary genre. Instead of balancing multiple sides of each issue, it offers a forceful diagnostic framework that links policy disputes to what the author sees as a broader civilizational struggle. Readers seeking a clear statement of the post-2020 conservative case against the Democratic Party, critical race theory, and institutional reform efforts will find the book direct and easy to follow. Its practical value lies in showing how one influential political writer connects allegorical rules, social movements, and cultural trends into a single warning about national decline. Compared with more neutral political analysis, it stands out for its urgency. Its explicit partisan viewpoint and its focus on preserving older constitutional and civic arrangements. If you would like to support David Horowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.